This is the Seedbed Daily Text. First love. Does love matter like the moon or the sun? Philippians 1, 9 to 11. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Consider this. Over the years, I have held many different conceptions and misconceptions of the Christian faith and what it is really about. First, it was about good moral training, telling the truth and refraining from stealing from my mother's purse and not killing my sisters and essential stuff like that. Then it became about going to heaven and not going to hell and making sure I had the software agreement with Jesus right. Then it shifted to making sure I showed up for church and kept my life between the ditches. Next came self-improvement and living a fulfilling life. After that came an awakening to a call to serve the church, and growing the church became the thing. At 50, I think I may be finally coming to the heart of it all. Paul's prayer in today's text clarifies it for us. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Maybe it was necessary to go through all these stages and phases. I wonder, though, what if someone had taught me this from the start? That it was about love. Not the flimsy cultural construct that gets passed off as love, but the supernatural reality of the truth and power of God that alone changes people and situations. Love was always there, kind of like the moon, something you see and believe, but otherwise salute as an amazing ideal. You always knew the moon mattered, and people had been there, but that was about it. Like going to the moon, you always knew it was possible to become a person of love, just not practical. I knew I would never go there because even though it was possible, it would not be possible for me. My notion of the love of God would be like my relationship with the moon. I would always know it was there, and from time to time I would notice it, and at other times even gaze upon it. But otherwise I would need to focus my energies on revolving around the sun, which felt more like making a living and raising a family, and all the other things one does to make a life. The moon would revolve around me, while I revolved around the sun. If there's one thing I have learned and continue to learn and will need to relearn every day for the rest of my life, it is this. Love is the sun. The love of God in Jesus Christ is the white-hot, blazing sun of all reality. No sun, means no light. No sun means no life. No sun means no order. Just as everything must revolve around the sun, everything must revolve around the love of God. It is the only power. It is the organizing center. It is the core principle of all order. The love of God in Jesus Christ is the light of the world. It is the life of the world. Until we understand this, all of life, work, faith, religion, church, will exist in some semblance of managed chaos. Grasping this and all its myriad and miraculous implications is the very essence of Paul's prayer. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Love is the center and the circumference. Love is the means and the end, the lock and the key. I see this opening prayer as the governing dynamic of the whole letter. Paul will try to explain it, but it can only be revealed to someone. This is why Paul prays, and it's why we must pray our way through it with him. Come, Holy Spirit. The prayer. And this is my prayer, that my love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you and I will be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. In Jesus' name, amen. The questions. Number one, has the love of God been more like the moon for you, or is it becoming the sun? Number two, do you think we must pass through all these approximations of what the Christian faith is all about? Or could we get to the heart of the matter much earlier in our journey? Reflect on that. And number three, if it is not about love, what is it about? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.